Hi, it's Mike's Play Tonight. I'm finally responding to my AMA questions. So it took me a while to be able to kind of get away and be on my own for a while and record. So happy to be here. A couple things. I got stoned. So that means that I'm going to think I'm a lot funnier than I am, and I'm going to have a tendency to talk at length. So I'll do my very darndest to keep it short, but I got a lot of really interesting questions. So I'm excited to take a crack at them. I've only kind of glanced at them, so I have an idea of what I'm dealing with, but we'll see. I don't know if it's customary to like say who posted it. So if, I mean, all of my, I didn't get any private questions, so that doesn't matter. So, oh, also this is my first AMA ever. You guys are my first. Oh. Anyway, the first question is from Skitty GWA. Dive into a food of your choice. What would it be? And I guess I would go for the comfort level, but I'd want to be able to swim in it. I don't know if like you're asking if I could just jump in there like with my mouth open and eat, like that food of my choice, or if I was diving into a pool, I would hope it was like apple juice or something. So like water, can I pick water? Everything else would be uncomfortable. I don't know if I can swim in pudding. So R Lion Farm asks, what do you enjoy about doing audios on GWA? And I don't know, I like the sound of my own voice, it turns out, and I like the sound of other people's voices. I guess I've always been a voice person. I've always wanted to be an actor, but I would like to do voice acting rather than like character acting. I mean, live character acting anyway. And it's not because I'm ugly. I'm very pretty. But I think you can just do more with voice when someone's not picturing what's in your head. Or excuse me, when someone's not picturing what you look like, and they don't have that in their head, an idea of what you look like. Just kind of opens your brain up a little bit. Helen Bach asks, the classic Monty Python trio, what is my name? What is my quest? What is the airspeed velocity of an unladen swallow? My name is... how many alts do I have? Oh no. My name is Mice Play Tonight. My quest is to finish this AMA in just a decent amount of time. And for the life of me, I can't remember what the correct answer is for the third question, so I'll skip it. I got a whopper of a comment from Dr. Feelgood and Orgasm, which is 18 questions long. I'm sure there are some good ones in here, but I feel like I want to skip it for time's sake and come back to it. Let's see. What aspect of the male or female body turns me on the most? This is one that I did see upon my skimming, and I think that I've been thinking about it for a couple of days, and I really, probably maybe not the most, but I really love hands. I love seeing people's hands, like, in, like, point-of-view videos, not necessarily pornos. Oh, I just said pornos. Not even necessarily, like, sexual stuff, but in POV videos when someone's driving or something. I don't know, I like seeing particularly a man's hands and, like, forearms, but... women's are, of course, beautiful in their own way. So, no, I'm going to come back to these. Sorry, Dr. Feelgood. I'll come back. Longest Snack says, what's your favorite tag on GWA as a performer, but also as a listener? I'm going to go with Ramble Fap for both as a performer and as a listener. It's just so like raw. And, I think that I found on GWA on the main sub that I get off more on Ramble Faps because it's like this exactly the stuff I want to hear. I like the tamer stuff. I record kind of tame. It's like, fuck me, baby. But and other Ramble Faps tend to be that same way. There's nothing too nasty, and I say nasty with the utmost respect. Favorite hot beverage. This is hard for me. This is actually something I'm kind of disappointed about because I love coffee. I love espresso so much. And I love fancy drinks. But the older I get, the more I just... I'm unhappy. I don't like anything except for a freaking quad shot Americano with coconut milk or almond milk. Like, if I get like a chai latte or something, it just tastes like sugar. It tastes like an ice cream bar. So you can get half pump, like half as much vanilla or half as much chai. So I guess if I was going to pick a fancy drink right now, I would say like one pump of chai spice in an iced soy latte. Or I mean, coconut latte. Yeah, which sounds like a really 90s drink. Anyway, what are some of your favorite ways to spend a free Friday night? Lately, I'm digging on game nights with my friends. A lot of my friends are kind of starting to settle down and we're getting tamer, so it's less like shots of alcohol and like more Yahtzee. We're just a little bit cooler now, I think. Honey Bear GWA asks, could there be a string so long that it couldn't support its own weight? I've been thinking about this question ever since you sent it, and it's fucking with my mind. I guess anything's possible. Like there's somebody listening who's like a super genius and is like, like they know the formulas that I can't even fathom right now. And then Honey Bear also asked, have you ever surprised yourself by liking something as you recorded it that you didn't expect? Probably not as I was recording it. I did a recording where I got off on my own recording. I did like a ramble fap like inception situation, and yeah, that was pretty hot for sure. Definitely, but it's not something that I've done since. It's not something that I've been like, oh yeah, I like that, I'll go back to that. But yeah, obviously during different interactions I've felt that way. Slider17x, hi, says, what's your favorite non-audio subreddit? And it doesn't have to be not safe for work. I just figured out, okay, on my front page, I'm on Reddit Sync Pro, that's my app, and I can sort my subreddits by what I view, like what I look up the most, what I view the most. I'm less of a browsing the front page kind of person, and I go to specific subreddits that are interesting to me, and then I purge, and then I kind of go down the rabbit hole. So I surprised myself because I sorted it that way. I sorted it by what I look up the most, what I seek out the most, the subreddits that I seek out the most. And my very top one is our Ask Trump Supporters, which I just love. It's a pretty good sub for civil discourse between the two American political parties, the extremes right now. It's really interesting to listen to. There are a lot of smart people there. And I feel like I learn a lot. So sometimes I get my news that way, which is bad. Please don't yell at me about that. That's all I'll say about that. I like Ask Trump Supporters. I spend a lot of time there just lurking. Slider also asks, if you could only have one of these for the rest of time, which would you choose? Kisses and cuddles or orgasms? I don't know if I can answer that question. That'd be really hard. I would say that I would rather have kisses and cuddles. That's like my instinct, but time is long. So I feel like either way I'd end up like punching myself in the gut later in life. I'd be so mad at myself. That's the unanswerable question, more so than the string question. Number three. No, the string question is actually bending my mind more than the cuddles and kisses one. Number three by Slider. What one thing would you change about Gone Wild Audio? I can't think of anything. I wouldn't change anything. I love that people just do their own thing. I just like it. I wouldn't want to tailor it more to my interests. I like people. It's like a marketplace of just freak flags, and I love it. So, I wouldn't change a damn thing, you beautiful bitches. Slider's last question is, if one of a pair of conjoined twins commits a murder, do you send them both to jail, locking up someone who's innocent, or do you let a killer walk free? yeah, law is not my thing. Like, justice is not my forte. I don't know what I would do. Just cut him in half, I guess. Just kidding. I don't know. I'm sure, I feel like I want to just Google this immediately. I just want to see if this has happened before, what people say about this. Can't answer that one. Another unanswerable question. I'm going to take a second and go back to my recorder. Okay. I've been doing this for 10 minutes. This is long. So I'm just going to go back to Dr. Feel Good and Orgasm and answer some of my favorites. You asked, Dr. Feel Good and Orgasm asks, what's the dumbest / funniest sexual encounter you have ever had? And I read that one in my skimming, and I wish I had a funny answer for that. I'm like laughing to myself, looking up around, trying to find a memory. It's like a sex memory that's funny and worth telling. And I just can't contribute to that conversation, and I'm sad. I want to know what your guys' dumb and funny sexual encounter stories are. Can we start there? Can you please just send me your funny and dumb sexual encounters? I've had a lot of dumb ones, like, as in, I've had sexual encounters that were dumb, as in, I was dumb, and I shouldn't have done that. But there are too many of those stories to tell. I'm still looking through. These are all good. A fictional character. Which fictional character do you want to have sex with the most, and why? Probably the one I fantasized about more is the fictional version of Brian Luttrell from the Backstreet Boys that I created in my head when I was like 11 or 12. He was just the hottest, and he had the most beautiful voice. And even though I later as an adult, like, looked at Brian Luttrell again, and he's like very opposite me. He's like very like Southern American, proud Christian boy, which, you know, more power to you. He's great, but not, like, we wouldn't have got along. But so the fictional version of him in my head, I've been wanting to have sex with him ever since I was 11 or 10 or something. I don't remember how old. Best date I've ever been. Well, the first question is, or number 9 is worst date I've ever been on, and then 10 is best date. The worst date I've ever been on was this. We went to dinner, and we hit it off. It could have been better afterward. I don't know. We went to a park, and we got high, and then I just got stupid. Like, his weed fucked me up, and we were going to drive somewhere, but I just clearly couldn't talk or something, and then he's like, well, I'll drive you home, which was so nice of him because it was in a big city. And I just kept, like, it's like I kept giving him exactly the wrong directions. Like, I couldn't find my house. And I don't know. The words weren't coming out right. Anyway, it went bad. It was my fault. That's probably the worst date I've ever been on. Lucky me. The best date I've ever been on, though, was this guy who we, like, again, in a big city. And we had this kind of random, like, a Craigslist encounter, I think. One of us, probably me, posted, like, I'm young and cute and come meet me, maybe we hit it off, on Craigslist. And he responded, which is not the only time I did that. It was one of those dumb sexual encounter things. But we both were kind of, you know, nervous about meeting each other, like total strangers. And we met at a freaking mall and got sushi, and we walked around like Target and PetSmart, and he just was a goofy, funny guy. And we just had a lot of fun kind of window shopping together. And, yeah, that guy never called. So, I'm sure he's just dead. The last movie I saw, I'm going to end with this one. The last movie I saw, was Brightburn, which is, oh my God, it's awesome, actually. This movie should have been bigger. I don't know if people saw, nobody's talking about it, it seems like, but came out recently. And it's basically the story of, you know, Clark Kent and Superman, how he was a, like, alien crash landed on Earth and raised by Earthlings and ends up having these powers. And so it's that story, but if he didn't have the instincts to be a good guy, to be a hero. His instincts are all telling him to be bad. And it's so good. I loved every second of it. It had like the perfect drop of camp. And I love, it has Elizabeth Banks and the guy from The Office. I can't remember his name. Anyway, it was very funny. Or not very funny. It was not funny, but it was very good. And I highly recommend it. And I'll sneak in this last one too that says, have you ever cried during a movie? If yes, tell us about that. If not, tell us what movie, blah, blah, blah. Yes, I cry in every movie, actually. It doesn't have to be a sad movie. I cry a lot. I am a person who's very in tune with my, I'm very emotionally healthy. and I exercise my emotions a lot. So when I cry, I'm happy. When I'm mad, or when I'm happy, I cry. When I'm mad, I cry. When I'm sad, I cry. When I'm just, it just happens. When I laugh too hard, I cry. So, I probably cried during Brightburn at some moment. Anyway, I have no idea how interesting this is to other people. I'll lay off now. But thank you all for your questions. Like I said, it was my first AMA, and I've wanted to do it before, even just writing like the traditional form. But I kind of just feel like, why would anybody be? I don't, just some person on the internet, you know? Why would anybody care? So you guys answered my question, and you do care, and I feel really loved, even though I haven't been super active. So it's really good to know. Thanks, everybody. I'm going to post this without listening, so I don't know how stupid I sound. I'm just going to post it because I'm a couple days late. So thanks, everybody, and have a good night. Mwah.